Good evening, everyone. And I think it's obvious what the title of the lesson tonight is, and it's faith. Very appropriate song that we just, the last song that we sang, Faith is the Victory. So tonight, I'd like for us to answer the questions. There are several questions. What is faith? How is faith working in you? Do we just have to believe in a God? Because the world thinks and knows that there is a higher being. But is that believing in God? How do you create? How do you begin to have faith? And hopefully tonight we can answer these questions. And I'd like also like to comment that Brother Kevin, I'm looking right at him, and Brother Kevin, in his prayer, said, to the one and only God. So that's where we have to begin as far as faith. We have to believe in that one God, not in a God, but in that one God. So I'd like for us to open our Bibles to Hebrews chapter 11. And we know, because even Brother Kevin in his prayer also said that this is chapter 11 is the heroes of faith. Chapter 11 of Hebrews is known as the Hall of Faith. Why? Because we see a list of names in Hebrews chapter 11. And what did they accomplish? They had faith in God. They were faithful and they obeyed God. And so we'll talk about that. So the first verse that I'd like to read is Hebrews 11, verse 6. Let's begin with that one as far as our lesson tonight. So verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'd like to focus on the first part of that verse. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Very simple, isn't it? Without faith. I seem to think this verse, every time I read this verse, I think of it as a common sense verse. And the reason I think that is because it's common sense. You believe in God, it's going to move you to do what? You don't just believe, but it's going to move you to act upon that faith. Action. So we'll talk about that here in just a minute. And so we see here then what I'd like for us to establish, that we have to, that without faith it is impossible to please God. Now let's go. What is faith? Hebrews 11, verse 1 and 2. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. So it's telling us here that faith is what? What substance? Faith is, it's got to be towards God. So what is substance? Confidence. Believe. First of all, that there is a God. But at the same time, believe that what he promises, he will fulfill, or he will accomplish. And so faith is the substance. It's the confidence to believe that there is a God, and the things, let me read it out of the, because I wrote it down. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It's the assurance of knowing that there is a God. And I'd like to give you this example because I just started this past week. I think it was a debate, you know, and they asked the gentleman that was kind of leading the debate. They said, well, you know, and I think the person asking was an atheist. And he says, well, you know, prove to me or tell me that there is a God. And he said, it's simple. He said, you see that building? Do you think that it has a builder? Did someone build that building? What's the answer? Yes, it has a builder. And so faith, we see the world that we live in, and just by the things that we see around us, we see what? God's creation. So there is a God. And so we have to have that assurance, not only that there is a God, but that once again, what he promises to those that are faithful, what? To have the assurance that we will have eternal life with God through his son, Jesus Christ. And so the writer of Hebrews is telling us here, okay, this is what faith is. And without it, you cannot please God. And so the other thing that I'd like for us to see is that there's only one faith. There's only one God. How do we note this? Ephesians chapter 4. If we turn over to Ephesians and save your spot here in the book of Hebrews, because we'll be coming back to the book of Hebrews. Ephesians chapter 4. Verses 4 through 6. He says, talking about the unity with God, he says, there is one body, there is one spirit, even as you are called into one hope of your calling. Verse 5 says, there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all. So we see here that there is a God. The Apostle Paul tells us here that there's also one faith. And so we have to believe in that one God, but we also have to believe, we have to have that one faith that the Bible is talking about. You might ask yourself, well, how do I even begin to have that faith? Romans chapter 10, verse 17. What does Romans chapter 10, verse 17 say? Let's turn to Romans chapter 10. So that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So this is how we begin to have that faith in that one God. He says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. This is how we begin to have that faith. Now, do we just have to believe in God? Because the world seems to think that all you have to do is believe that there is a God. What do we read in James chapter 2? The devil also believes in that one God, and he trembles. So there's more than just having that faith, believing. That faith has to be accompanied by action. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11. And I'd just like to take two names out of this list of faithful men and women that obeyed. I'd like to use Noah. And this is just to demonstrate that faith has to be accompanied by action. What did God ask Noah to do? Very simple. To build what? He said, Noah, I want you to build an ark. Did Noah believe in God? How did he show his faith in what God was asking him to do? He obeyed by building the ark. He was given the everything he needed to build that ark. He says, I want you to use gopher wood. I want you to use this. And this is the measurements that I want you to use. Noah obeyed. So we see here that faith was accompanied by actions. Scripture says back in Genesis that Noah found grace in God's eyes. After God had said, you know, I'm going to destroy, you know, the world. But God saw Noah. And so he asked him to build the ark. The other example that I'd like to use is Abraham. And the reason I want to use Abraham is because Abraham is considered father of faith. But we see Abraham's obedience as well. We see his faith in what God told him. He told him to what? To leave his land, to leave his people, to a place that I will show you. And he tells him, in thy seed, all nations shall be blessed. And this is why he is considered the father of faith, because he obeyed, he believed in God. And because of his obedience in his descendants, and this is the seed in which all nations should be blessed, is Jesus Christ. We see the faith of Abraham. Well, we might say and think, well, that was in the Old Testament. That was them, you know, and that was their faith. But think about this. Those that die obedient to God are added to this list. Of faithful men and women. So we see these these two examples, and you can read the rest of the chapter to read about the other faithful men and women that obeyed and had faith in God. Let's turn over to James really quick, because I'd like for us to see and continue to read this faith has to be accompanied by action. And what James tells us in James chapter 2, verse 14, he says, what does it profit, my brethren, that a man say he has faith and have not works? Can faith save him? So we can answer that question. Ask yourself that question. Can a man be saved by just believing and not having works? And James gives us the answer. And I chose verse 26. Same chapter, verse 26. He says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, a physical body, when the spirit is gone, is dead. He says, that's how faith is. If it is not accompanied by works, your faith is dead. And so that faith that we have in God has to have some action behind it. And I know that some people, the people out in the world say, well, you can't, you know, works. You can't work for your salvation. And that's not working for our salvation. That's believing in God and his promises and being obedient to his word. That's what James is talking about. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11. Let's read the second part of verse 6. And so let's go ahead and read the whole verse. He says, without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so this is that faith. Because when we come to God, we must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that seek him, diligently seek him. So we see how faith works. So we can ask ourselves, okay, where am I? Where do I stand as far as my faith? Is it accompanied by works? This verse also reminds me of when we obeyed the gospel. What do we confess? I believe that Jesus Christ is what? The Son of God. And we are baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit for the forgiveness of our sins. So we see faith and its actions. The last thing I'd like for us to read is there in Hebrews chapter 11. Let's jump to verse 10. Because this is what happened to these faithful men and women that are listed here in Hebrews chapter 11. And it's talking directly about Abraham. But this is how our faith has to work today. He says, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So Abraham wasn't looking to the present. He was looking to what? To the future. To what is coming. That's our faith. We believe in God. We believe in his promises. Verse 13. And this beginning with verse 13, talks about this list of men and women that were faithful. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them. Pay attention to that word. They were persuaded. They believed. They had that conviction of God's promises. They what? Embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of the country from where they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country that is in heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared them a city. And like we said earlier, if these men, if this list of men and women were faithful to God, we see what awaits them, because they were able to look ahead in God's promises. And if we're faithful to God, you are added to that list. The last verse that I'd like to read is in chapter 12, Hebrews chapter 12. The reason I want to read chapter 12 is because it kind of follows. I know that 12 follows 11, but in what it's talking about faith, chapter 12 encourages us to be faithful. Chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, and it's talking about the list in chapter 11, we see those faithful. He says, so Seeing then that they were able to be faithful to God, he says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Look at what verse 2 says. Looking unto Jesus, he's what? The author and what? And finisher of our faith. So the writer of Hebrews in chapter 12 is encouraging you, encouraging me, to be faithful to God. Brother Joe also always mentions Revelations. You know, that we must remain faithful unto what? Unto the end. That's what faith is. This is what God wants from us. Because Jesus is the author and finisher. And have we thought about that? You know, he's the beginning and the end. Why? Because we will see him as he is on that day. And faith will no longer exist. But what motivates us is our faith in God. Today, what motivates us is our faith in God through Jesus Christ to run that race. So this is the lesson for tonight. And hopefully these words will encourage us to be faithful to God, to be obedient till the end. Because also Ephesians chapter 1 talks about the spiritual blessings that we have in Jesus Christ, beginning with chapter 1. 1 Peter, beginning with chapter 1, talks about what awaits us. So read those books. 1 Peter, beginning with chapter 1. The heavenly place that awaits us. And so tonight the lesson is yours. If there is a need among us, we invite you to come as we stand and sing the hymn of invitation.